It's Dishin' Days to the Rescue. Our full recap of Days of Our Lives coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello and good afternoon, all of you wonderful Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host. We have, with the highest hair in the heavens that reaches more levels than in Mall of America.
More levels?
You like it!
Mark J. Freeman.
Mark J. Freeman.
Or follow my hair on Twitter at Living for the Hair.
Living for the Hair.
Tony yelled at me because I don't give it out anymore.
You don't?
But it's in there. It's always there, and I don't use it as often, but it's still used.
People are trying to live for the hair, so let them
live. For the hair.
Let them live. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. Almost said that loudly with Tony. we are Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. Also, make sure you go to iTunes and give us 5 stars along with a comment and let us know how much you enjoy this wonderful show and what you like and what you like even more. So make sure you do that. Oh, and Matthew Evan Payne is not with us today. He's over in the Boston area.
Boston!
So shout out to Matthew Evan Payne.
Shout out! I'm just going to echo everything you say.
So you're just going to echo everything I say?
So I'm just going to echo everything you say.
Everything I say?
Everything you say.
Everything?
Everything.
Well, what'd you think about this week's episode?
You know, it was, you know, okay.
Just okay?
Just okay for me. Just okay. I mean, I was happy with the, as I said, I don't know who heard this, you were on your thing, I think.
On Instagram.
Earlier, I did not watch last week.
You did?
I kind of skipped. Because I figure, I do have it saved, so if I need to go back, I can.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody asked about Morgan Fairchild, so she was on last week.
She was. She made her appearance and debut last week.
All right. So I'll have to go back. Maybe I will. Do you remember what day? Because I kind of don't want to have to go. If somebody in the chat room knows what day she was on.
It was really quick, let me know. It was really quick, and it was very brief. And
so is she on the show, or that was it? She just popped in?
No. Well, she was mentioned again this week.
Right.
Angelica Devereaux.
Right.
So we can, I'm pretty sure she's going to be a thing, but, you know, we can talk about it. Okay. Let's just start talking. It's now time to start.
Oh!
Dishin' Days. We said it
and forget it.
All right. But I guess before.
I need to get the Google Doc. I knew I was forgetting something.
Oh, boy. Are you ready?
I'm catching up slowly today.
Are you ready for our quick little commercial break?
Oh shoot. Oh no, not yet. I don't have to. I'm gotta focus one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
This is what you call old age.
I gotta find the Google Doc because now it's not like in the same place it used to be.
No. All right, so speaking of,
Here it is.
You ready? Well, oh happy day.
I mean, I'm guessing we start talking about Billy, right? That's normal protocol. Is it first on the list?
Oh god, it actually is.
At least I've got you trained now. Snap.
You go, girl! Okay,
shit.
Finally, this week, we had the Islanders rescued from the island by John and Marlena. Can I ask you?
Sure.
How did you feel when John and Marlena walked around the corner to Chad and Gabby, and they were the two rescuing the rescuers?
Well, I missed their grand entrance onto the island, because that was last week, too. John and Marlena.
No, it was this week.
But didn't they show them? Was that the first? They didn't show them coming onto the island?
Like landing and all that? No. They literally just walked around the rock.
They said they were going to be there, and then they just showed up.
And then they showed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I, for some reason, thought there was some sort of...
some big grandiose thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
I mean, I think we can all agree that the island is... we're all glad it's over.
Well, we were hoping last week that this week they would be rescued.
Yeah. Which they were. I mean... it is what it is. I don't know. Because I'm kind of, you know, I mean, we all know how I feel about Chad and Gabby. So I'm kind of like, eh, whatever. I missed most of Paul's chaos last week. So I don't know how bad that got. But I did see him tied up. And then they rescued him and took him and gave him his cure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. I'm just kind of glad it's over. I'm glad they're back in, you know, Salem.
I, for some reason, I was kind of like, John and Marlena, really? Like.
Who else did you want?
I think I've said this on the show before. I just feel like they've done so many rescues and kidnaps and, like. At what
the
point
show.
With them?
Oh, with John and Marlena? Yeah.
At what point are you going to give them a rest and allow someone else to like...
who, Hope? Girl.
No, but I almost... okay, I kind of feel like this. I feel like maybe all of them should... like, maybe if they had kept the idea of separate planes, right? And then... maybe some of them made it to Salem, but then some of them did not.
Right.
And maybe those key people like Sonny and Paul and Chad and Gabby, you know, and maybe it was like a thing where, like, they didn't, I don't know. And then maybe, like, Eli and Lonnie rescued, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that it's not John and Marlena.
Right. Or Rope. Rope.
Or Rope. You know.
I mean, you're never going to get an argument out of me to have it not be... to take some of the spotlight off of people that... to put the spotlight on the people that deserve to be
right
in the spotlight. Not saying that John and Marlena don't deserve to be in the spotlight.
No, not saying that. I just feel like they...
I mean, it didn't bother me. Like, I didn't really think of it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really... I wasn't like, ugh. I think I would have went, ugh, if it was Rope and... or Rafe and Hope.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me so much because I like John and Marlena. I do. And I like seeing them. And they're kind of, that's who they are. They're the rescuers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Marlena's always there for people. John's always there for people.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I think it's probably the first person that pops in the writers' heads when they need somebody to go rescue.
I don't know,
to be honest.
Yeah. I for some reason, I never thought this. Like, I just really wished it was someone else. So, Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Chad and Gabby obviously made love and confessed their feelings.
Right.
So, of course, they have a few things to discuss once they get back to Salem. And when I found it interesting that when they got back, like, suddenly everything happened very quickly between Gabby and Chad, as far as, like, it looks like she's moving into the mansion.
I know. Well, I thought that that's how they were going, but then the week ended, it ended with her leaving with Ari.
Right.
So she's not moving in right now.
Well, that's good. I feel like that's a little too soon. But what did happen quickly was the rock is not rolling. It got pushed for Chad and Abigail's divorce.
Right. He called his attorney. Chad called his attorney.
Well, she walked in on them, kissing.
Right. But she kind of... and then she told Chad that she was marrying Dario.
Yeah.
And then that kind of developed into a fight.
Do you think they still have feelings for each other?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Absolutely. I don't think that they would be doing what they're doing if they didn't.
Hmm. Oh, so Daquan said, did anybody notice Chad and Gabby making love the same as Chad and Abby 2.0 making love? Only difference is Chabby was on an island and Chabby was in a garden. That's funny. So all of that is happening. Well, it looks like Chabby with an I.
Well, and the other thing with Chabby with an I is, and I don't know if this is something we're going to talk about later, but I'm going to jump, is... Andre expressed to Gabby his dislike of her being with Chad. Mm-hmm. And Kate even told Andre, you know, watch your step with her, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, she should know.
Right. But she also wants Gabby and Chad together. So, right. Of course, she's going to say that.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, the last time Gabby and Kate were in cahoots together, a body was being dragged through Salem and buried.
Touché.
Yeah. Touché. So I think Kate knows what she's talking about when it comes to Gabby.
Right.
But a lot of mixed feelings from fans about Chabby with an I.
Well, the Chabby with an I fans, I'm sure, are elated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy for you. However, enjoy it while you can.
Oh.
Because I don't think anybody doubts the fact that Chad and Abby will end up together. Do you doubt that?
Yeah.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
You don't think Chad and Abby are going to end up together?
They shouldn't be.
Why?
As I always said, it's just, you know, with Marcy as Abby, I don't see the chemistry with those characters anymore.
Hmm. You're the only one.
Well.
For the record.
I don't see it. I do like Chad and Gabby together. And I would have liked Abigail with Dario had Dario not come up with the stupidest plan
ever
to lure her.
Right.
So, I don't know. So there's that.
Well,
I mean, people are going to hate me for it because, you know, everyone's all about Chabby with a Y, but.
Well, whatever. Well, you're on that team. That's fine.
Yeah.
And as I like to call it, the losing team.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. We shall see. Moving on, while we're talking about people getting naked and making love.
On the Ayla.
Why don't we discuss or do our commercial now
that
we probably have to do at this point.
Okay, I'm going to apologize in advance because my reading skills are not up to par. MeUndies are simply the softest, most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. Once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else unless you're naked or in a swimsuit. For every other second of your life, there's MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from micromodal and fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. I didn't even know that was possible. If you're used to buying packs of uncomfortable, boring underwear and they only come in gray, white, black, or tan, MeUndies will change everything because MeUndies comes in all colors and patterns, and they release a new limited edition pattern each month that always sells out. This month is a rainbow confetti print called Celebrate. I wonder if that has to do with Pride.
I'm going to take a wild guess.
And say yes. Try MeUndies today. Go get the Celebrate pattern before they are gone at MeUndies.com/buzz, and you'll get 20% off your first pair.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll get a pair. You have to feel for yourself why MeUndies has sold over 5 million pairs to date. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. Yes, they're free. That's how confident we are in their product. So can I just get them and say I don't like them to get my money back? Well, I guess now I have proof that I'm going to call them a lie. Dang it. So get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz right now. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. MeUndies.com/buzz.
Well, those sound like a very nice, comfortable pair of underwear.
Nice, comfortable pair. I'm wearing a pair.
And are you really?
No.
Oh. I saw.
I'm not wearing any.
TMI. I have a pair.
TMI. You have a pair
you
on?
Have a pair of
no, not on, but I want one so bad.
a pair of MeUndies?
I feel like I have to get the Celebrate.
Yeah, well, if anybody does get me that,
I wonder if they sell them in big girl sizes for me.
In big girl sizes for you?
Big girl sizes for me.
Big girl size. Oh, my God.
I'm a plus size gal. I'm not going to mince words.
But it's the curves in all the right places.
Well, I don't know if they're in the right place. Maybe on you, girl. Not on me.
Oh, boy. Well, make sure you get your me undies.
Get your me undies.
And live your life. All right. Love it. So, next up in our Days of Our Lives train.
Eli, Valerie, and Julie.
Yes.
So basically, Lonnie told Eli he needed to go talk to Valerie. They kind of had a moment. Mm-hmm. He called Val. He went to meet her at the pub. She reminisced about the school bus and how she had to let go of him when he got older, and they had this moment, and their list appears to be made up. They're not fighting anymore.
Yeah.
As well as Julie and Valerie are not fighting anymore either.
Yes.
Which kind of happened a while ago, but mm-hmm. now Eli knows that yeah. they all get along.
Which he was very kind of surprised about.
Right.
And I like that Lonnie had that conversation with Eli to kind of be like, listen, we just went through an ordeal. Like, you kind of have to put things to the side and
right.
go see your mom.
Right.
So
it was cute. It was a cute scene.
Looks like they're trying to draw some Eli and
Lonnie, goodness.
Back to really quick, back to Chad and Gabby. JJ's reaction to that
was he wasn't really happy.
And you can tell Lonnie is definitely over JJ because he's just kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so back to them.
And then the other thing that happened with Eli, Valerie, and Julie is Julie bought the Martin house for him.
Which apparently was something that has been in the works for a while.
I guess. I mean, I'm guessing for a while from when she found out that it's her grandson. Because obviously she wouldn't have been doing it she had a grandson.
Well, she did say it was before they went to Greece.
Right.
Her and Doug were working on the deal.
I was kind of confused because I love how they were like, but isn't it a bed and breakfast? And Julie's like, oh, girl, don't you worry about that. I'm like, well, no, I kind of got it, girl. Because
I'm going to be the owner of something. Do I have to get up
an hour early and make breakfast for these peeps? Like, right. What's going on? So it is kind of important. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a bed and breakfast. I don't know if Eli's just going to live there and there's just going to be random people walking through the living room. But I'm glad it's not just the hallway, that it's the living room.
Did it not look like the Horton house?
No, expanded. It seemed a little more open. Seemed a lot more open than the Horton
house. Right, but it looked like the Horton set, but just like open more.
Like Jennifer's house?
Yeah. Yeah.
The former Alice and Tom house?
Yes.
Similar. I mean, it's got the fireplace. It's got the opening to the thing, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But that's all the houses. They all look like that. Except for Steve and Kayla's, which I like. I like Steve and Kayla's.
Theirs looks so
cozy. I love their house.
I love it, too.
I thought Kate sold the inn to someone else. Well, maybe that was Doug and Julie. Maybe she didn't even realize it.
Maybe. Did you find it weird that...
Yes.
She... Did you find it weird that she bought that for Eli? Like, I mean...
Yes and no. I mean, I'm okay with it.
I mean, I'm okay with it, too. But there was a moment where I was just kind of like, really? You're going to... So he just has the Martin house now?
Well, I just, you know, I don't come from that kind of a family that has money and buys people houses. So I can't relate to it.
Well, I mean, neither can I. It is what it is. But I mean, I'm happy to see that everyone is getting along and that this, I don't want to say tragedy.
Nicole says that is the Horton living room.
See.
But whatever. So that was, I mean, that's pretty much all that happened with them.
Yeah.
Eli, Valerie, and Julie.
Pretty much.
Hold on. Did you? Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later. Okay. And then Sonny and Paul on the island and then / back in Salem.
Well, so pretty much, you know, Paul recognized his jungle madness, and he was in a very calm state. But then he got back into the madness as Sonny and Eli were going at it, because Paul was just basically just kind of like, listen, if I get into one of my episodes, just like...
kill me.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Just like, keep me tied up for now, but...
right.
Like, if I get into one of those modes, because he was like, I'm going to... If I'm released out into the wild by myself, I'm going to come and kill y'all one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And then while Sonny and Eli were having a fight, Paul went into one of his episodes. That's when the rescue happened. And what I found a little hilarious was that he's having this episode, and everyone is rejoicing that they're being rescued. And then all of a sudden, chaos happens, and you hear John kind of go, whoa, what's happening? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl.
Girl.
She's got the jungle madness, girl. She's got the jungle
madness. She got the jungle madness.
But I love...
not jungle fever. Big difference.
Jungle
madness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a big difference. But I it's funny because when they rescued everyone, my first thought was, how are they going to survive this plane ride back to Salem?
Yeah.
With him having jungle madness. And at that moment, Marlena was like, I gave him a sedative so he'll sleep the entire trip. I was like...
yeah.
And that is why she is Dr. Marlena Evans.
Robichaux.
And
I did notice this too. I don't know how you say this. I think it's 00CRE00 in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Said how sexy John's silver hair is now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did notice. I think everybody noticed this week. They cut his hair and you can really see the silver. Because you could tell when he came back, it was colored.
Yeah.
And it was longer.
Yeah.
And I did kind of think, ugh, okay, you need to fix up his hair. And they did this week. And I do love the silver hair.
Yeah.
I do love it.
A little silver daddy for you.
Thought I'd share that. And speaking of hair, a lot of people in the chat room are also talking about not liking Sonny's hair, which is so funny to me because when I interviewed him at the Daytime Emmys, his hair looked spot on.
Right.
Like, we even had a conversation in the interview about our hair.
Right.
And how we have both have fabulous hair.
Yes.
So I'm like, what do? You get to set, and they're like, nah, we're going to make it look ugly.
Well, they recently did a haircut on him, because I followed his Instagram, his Insta story, and his haircut looks good.
Yeah, I like him with shorter hair. Yeah. I don't like the...
It's like yours, but the sides are... it's
shorter.
It's definitely... Not as
tall
as yours,
right.
But like,
well,
the sides are shorter. And
he wishes.
The sides are shorter, and like, he has some up here. So yeah.
Maybe you or the fans in the chat room can solve the problem that we had on the Daytime Emmy red carpet, and that is, who had this hair first, me or Freddie?
Like the hairstyle that he had this week.
This hair.
It's two different hairstyles.
Similar.
Well, no, because you spike yours up.
Right.
Where he has the, like...
well, not what he has now. Not what he has now on the show. Well, what he has now in real life.
In real life. Well, yeah. You had it first.
You heard it. You heard it here. Right here. This guy right here. He said it.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Freddie. Oh, I had
God.
It first.
Oh, God. What did I just start?
I had it first.
I love
it. Somebody said that to Freddie.
That you had it first?
I had it first. But I'm glad to share it with Freddie, because he's another Ohioan, and he's friggin' fabulous like me. So fabulous people should have great hair.
This is true. I can't
Why
agree
Tony
with you
doesn't
more.
Have it.
I beg your pardon.
Although you are trying to get yours big like mine. I appreciate that. Imitation is the best form of flattery.
This is just me not doing my
For those of you that listen and don't watch... girl, she looks like Crystal Gale.
Who?
Crystal Gale. I know my chat room people will know Crystal
Who's
Gale.
Crystal Gale?
You don't know Crystal? Google Crystal Gale, girl.
Who's Crystal?
Google her.
From Days?
No. Google Crystal Hair. Crystal Hair.
Crystal Hair.
Crystal Gale, and you will see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
She was in like the 80s or 80s, 90s. She's a singer. Did you Google her? You gotta Google her so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay. And while I Google that, take us on to the next.
All right. Next story. So our next thing is, I want to hear your reaction to Crystal Gale. So the next top story is Trip, Jade, and Kayla.
Ugh.
So
is it G A L E?
G A YL.
Oh, okay, got it. Girl.
That's Crystal Gayle hair, girl.
Girl.
Have you got...
This long flowing mane.
It's like to the floor. Crystal Gayle had super, super long, long
Crystal Gayle
hair.
Reminds me of...
The she was on Another World once, they said in the chat room.
She reminds me...
Old country singer, yes.
She reminds me
Thank you. So you guys know what I'm talking about. 80s. Yeah, she was in the 80s.
I don't remember her, but she does remind me of the lady from Soul Train, the Asian woman with the very long hair.
Crystal Gayle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Tripp is working under Kayla, like... interning or whatever, learning mm-hmm. the job, and convinced, and Jade has him convinced that she's the bad person and she's deceiving them and blah blah blah. And so yeah, I mean, nothing really happened with it other than discussions about him trying to set her up.
How do you feel about this plan that Tripp is hatching against Kayla, and especially after seeing... Because they had great moments when he was walking around with her mm-hmm. and kind of learning, you know, what she does and the compassion she has for her patients and all of that. How do you, after seeing their interaction, then feel about the plan that he's hatching?
Well, I think this the one thing that's smart about what Jade is doing is she's not saying... she's nasty. She's saying that she's deceiving. So all Kayla being Kayla and being the nice person that she is just adding fuel to her story of that she's going to mislead you. She's going to make you think that she's a good person, that she can do no wrong, mm-hmm. and then she's going to stab you in the back. So it's completely leading up to what Jade's hope is. You know, my concern is, and this is where I'm wondering if the storyline will go here or not. And they did actually talk about it, is he was talking about switching up medicines and stuff to get her in trouble.
Yeah.
But my thought is, if he does that and somebody dies.
That's what I was worried about.
That's a big mess. I mean, I know that nobody goes to jail anymore, but or maybe Jade will go to jail for it. I don't know. Or maybe that's what will happen, is he switches it up. Jade is there, she switches it up even more and makes it worse, and that person dies, and then Jade goes to jail.
Because when they were talking to the woman who works the two jobs for her son, like, I was kind of like, no, don't kill her.
Jasmine Rantisi says, if they decide to kill Jade, I want to be the killer.
Oh, no. Oh.
That was funny, Jasmine. Sorry. Oh, poor thing. So, yeah, that's kind of that story. Steve ended up walking in as they were talking about it, and they, you know, of course, covered it up. Like, they were just talking about surprising her with something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Oh, and the way they covered that up, the whole, like, you know, oh, you know, we want to just surprise her with a lunch. And
yeah.
Da-da-da. I was like, ooh, girl.
Oh, yeah, at TBD.
Yeah.
And then Jade ends up, and Caitlin was not having it. But it is what it is.
When Jade walked in, she was just like, ugh, I guess you can sit down.
Yeah.
Side note, I did notice the bartender who got a couple of lines, and I was kind of like, oh, that could have been me.
I missed that.
He was the one that Tripp was like, I need a cake that says thank you.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
By 1 p.m. He's like, that dude. Ain't gonna happen. He's like,
girl.
Make it work.
Girl. See, that's what you could have done. That's what you could have brought to the role.
I know.
You could have went, girl.
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 You want me to do what? Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm just not really a big fan of this, of how this is going, but.
I mean, I like Kayla, Steve, Tripp, Joey. I like all the characters involved.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it's July, what, July 14th, the new writing starts?
July 19th.
So, which surprises me that it's so soon.
Well, We'll expand on it more in News and Gossip.
Okay. All right. Next, Nicole, Holly, and Chloe. Okay. So we literally had 24 hours. Literally. Right? Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going. Literally had 24 hours. Everything's okay. Not anymore.
Go ahead. She had a change of heart after everyone talked to her, including her mom and Eric. And
if one more person would have been like, girl, it's okay. I'd be like, no! I'd be like, oh, finally you've come to your friggin' sense. My baby.
What was that?
My baby.
Well, I personally was just glad that she came to her senses and gave Nicole back her baby. My eye roll came in when they all went to the courthouse. And that judge was like, you're not getting this baby. I'm putting it in foster care for 2 months. And I was just like, are you
What was funny, because when Chloe said, I'll make this right, I'll make sure you get custody, blah, blah, blah. That was my first thought is, well, what judge is just going to be like, oh, okay, you guys worked it out, cool. Because especially with child care, they're always, you know what I mean? Like, they're super protective. So I kind of sense it was going to happen, especially when Nicole was like, I feel like there's going to be a problem. This is too good to be true.
Well, but then in that case, why would you put the baby in foster care with complete strangers and not just
Maggie's allowed to see her.
Well, by the grace of God, but why
grace
not
of
just
God.
Why not just keep the
That's
baby?
That's GAWD.
Why not just keep the baby with Chloe and then say we're going to transition this in 2 months.
Well, maybe this judge actually does have a brain and realizes how unfit Chloe is too.
Didn't he say that?
Well, he should have. I don't know if he actually did, but that was my thought behind
it. Well, I just kind of felt like the whole situation was stupid, and it was just kind of like it's backtracking and being like, oh, well, you got off, you know, for what you did. However, your baby is not going back to you. Your baby's going to
your
be
what?
Your baby. We're going to put the baby in foster care. And it's just kind of like, this sounds like, it was one of those moments where I looked at the guy and I was like, dude, are you serious? Like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay, first of all, you didn't say that. You said, girl. You didn't say dude. You said, girl.
Girl. Girl, good God, get a grip, girl.
Good God, get a grip. The 5 G's. Good God, get a grip, girl.
My God. I was just, it was such an eye roll moment for me that I was just kind of like, oh, this is, I can't. Like, she finally got her baby back, and then we're back here. But whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
So now she's decided, well, this is the one thing I did like about it, where she just kind of at the end on Friday was like, okay, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to show them that I can do this. I'm going to go do my community service. Da, da, da. So now we're going to see the Eric-Nicole storyline develop, I do believe. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to find out that Holly is Eric's.
You still believe that
it's gonna
that's going to be true.
It's going to happen. The more I say it, the more
it's
likely it will be to happen.
Oh, boy.
Because I think Ron listens to me.
Just like Dina listened to you?
Dina did listen to me at the beginning. Remember?
And then she went awry.
She cracked the whip that day and was like, I took care of that.
Yeah.
So she is listening.
Girl.
I think Ron is too.
So on to some tidbits. Let's really just breeze through these.
Let's do it. Breeze it.
There's a new Candyman.
Candyman. Candyman.
Candyman.
That was all improv, guys. We did not plan that.
Oh my God. They labeled Deimos as the Candyman. And when this Halo drug is still around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. So, Deimos is around Salem, you know, making drugs and dealing drugs.
And he's trying to get the, I can see that happening at this point. Yeah, thank you, I'm a fan.
I love that Rory was the snitch.
I said, I was thinking that too the other day. I was like, I love how Rory just pop. Anytime drugs are related, they're like, get Rory on the phone. Somebody, please call Rory. We have a drug situation. But What was I going to say? I was going to say something about Deimos, and I forgot what it was. Oh, he's also trying. Now he wants to get the amulet for whatever reason.
Well, because he...
Which I don't understand why they don't just give it to him if it's cursed. They're like, hey, girl.
Because
save me a lot of trouble.
Now, without this Halo thing, because it got raided. Because remember, Hope and Rafe got the warrant. Somebody tipped him off that... The cops were coming.
He got the text.
That did that, and that's when he was like, now I really need this, because, girl, he ain't got no money. He's not the CEO of Titan anymore.
Right.
Like, he needs that ambulance.
Well, he's got his own company, this drug company.
No, it's gone.
Pharmaceuticals.
Gone.
It's raided. A pharmaceutical company.
Because it's been raided.
Why do I hate Daniel so much? Do you want to answer that?
Huh?
Why do I hate Daniel so much?
Honestly?
Nicheldra Pierce wants to
know. In the years that I have...
If you had to give a reason, why do you think?
He's not Chad Demera.
Well, duh. Okay, first of all, I don't necessarily hate Daniel. I don't know where this question came from anyway.
It came from really Tony Fowler, who says, please explain why Mark hates the Jonas.
I mean, I don't know why Daniel's name even came up, because unless they were talking about it in the chat room, because we didn't talk about him. I don't hate Daniel. And I'm feeling this way now about the Hernandez family. I get it. Like, it can't just be Brady's and Hortons. I get that.
Right. You felt like they didn't really have a sense of purpose?
I didn't, he just wasn't any, like, I get why they're around,
mm-hmm.
and I get that those kind of people have to be around, you know, to procreate with the Bradys and the Hortons. I just don't, like, I don't like this, making them into something big. I don't know. He never really did anything for me, storyline-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like him from the beginning when he came in with Chelsea. Like, he was, like, dating a teenager.
Don't they all, girl? Don't they all, girl?
So, I don't know. I don't care about them. Like, I get that you kind of have to have backstories and you have to introduce these characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they should be the driving force of the show. And it started to become the Daniel Jonas, Melanie Jonas show. And that's not what I tune in to watch. I tune in to watch the Bradys and Hortons with a dabble of Kiriakis and a dabble of Demera.
And it was too much.
And by a dabble of Demera, I mean child.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Now
there was just a shift. They incorporated another family, and they started being a little more prominent.
Right.
And you couldn't see why they were making this family so prominent.
Right.
Okay. I mean.
Oh, I did say. Well, I know what sparked it is. I said it was Eric.
Molly Burnett says hello.
I know, and I'm sorry I missed her. Well, I really wanted to be here.
Fans thought they were like, "Girl, he missed avoiding her on purpose."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant to watch too to see if you guys talked about it.
Oh, we did. We did. Don't you worry, lady. I'm sure it came up.
No, I absolutely would have loved to have been here.
Well, ladies and
gentlemen. I think I was in Paris, wasn't I?
You were. Yeah. Well, ladies and
gentlemen. So sorry, Paris got precedence.
Well, as it should. Well, you finally know why Mark hate who? Who did you dislike?
Daniel.
Daniel who?
Jonas. Oh, you just want me to say it.
All right.
She does not like him either. She was just asking. Okay, no. Good. I agree. Mark hated him. Chelsea, Kate, Billy. Yeah.
So moving on to something sweeter. Claire and Theo. Looks like they're...
Sweeter? Dirty porn movies is sweet.
It can't if Jessica Simpson's Sweetest Sin is playing in the background.
I guess.
Theo and Claire finally have a small chat after when that door knocked and Marlena was on the other end. Claire was just like, okay, well, I know why you're here. And they had a chat just about sex. And it's funny because it didn't dawn on me that, like at their age, sex is supposed to mean so much more. And I think that conversation kind of brought to light, like, you guys didn't really understand what you were doing. and how
I loved the conversation between Marlena and Claire.
Yeah,
I loved it, and I thought it was. I thought everything that Marlena was saying, excuse me, was everything that we've all been thinking.
Yeah.
And it was like finally the one thing that got Claire to kind of go, okay, I got to stop this.
Yes.
Which I appreciated. Obviously, nothing's really going to come of it because Sierra's gone.
Is she, though?
But is she, though?
Is she?
But also, I liked the conversation that that Theo was having with Valerie about what was happening. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I thought for a second too, I don't know if you had this thought, but the way he was talking about it to me for a hot second, I went, are they going to make him gay? Did you have a moment?
It was because
he was like, it's not really what I was expecting. I was like, oh girl, what were you expecting?
Girl.
You were expecting a little more down there.
I totally had that thought. I think we had it at the same, and I was like, oh my God, are they about to introduce another gay character?
Yeah, I totally thought that for a second.
I did too. Oh my God, girl.
Girl.
Girl. okay, so that was that. Hope secretly asked for Dario's police file. Yeah.
So had that scene not happened this week, do you think it would have made a difference?
No.
Thank you. Moving on.
But you know, that little bit always sets it up for something. Because I thought about this. Now that everybody's back in town, Dario, how are you going to keep up the sham that you are about to be deported? Because I'm pretty
sure... Well, because he told Rafe.
He told Rafe, but you saw how he was tap dancing when Gabby was asking.
Right.
Gabby was like... I felt like Gabby was like, if we were translating into our conversation, girl...
Yeah.
How did you get Abigail to fall in love with you that quickly and enough to... Girl, I know Abby well enough to know that... Girl, what are you doing, girl? Yeah.
I just don't... Yeah.
I don't know.
You know me.
And Adrian finds out about Angelica. And even... Okay, so...
But when did that... That must have happened early in the week because I don't really remember that.
It happened like on Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
And
probably Tuesday because I think I passed out.
And I feel like Adrian had the same reaction that fans did. It's like... What?
But no,
like
see,
that, like, why? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Angelica?
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense?
Because
that she's back?
That she, okay, to catch you up, because you missed it last week.
Right.
Morgan Fairchild sashays into what's supposed to be a New York office, which looks like just the Salem University office.
Yeah.
And she's basically like, I'm Sebastian, the person who's trying to take the Salem Spectator. And I want revenge on Adrian because of her and Adrian's past with Justin. And Patch was like, what? And she was like, well, you know what they say. Revenge is a dish best served cold. And I was just like,
well, doesn't...
Womp,
because I meant to
even,
ask,
they're not even together anymore.
I meant to ask JLJ, because you know JLJ will know.
What's the history behind it?
The history of Angelica and Adrian. Because isn't one of Adrian's kids Angelica's?
Angelica and Justin had a kid
Alexander.
Named Alex. Yes.
And Adrian and Justin kind of raise him. From my understanding.
I think so. And then also, Alex wants nothing to do with her. But that has nothing to do with.
But Adrian. She may think that it has to do with. Adrian.
Right.
So that I'm just trying to defend her rationale behind
no,
it because I don't dislike the idea of Angelica Devereaux being back. I like the fact that they're bringing, like her and what's his name, the other guy that they was brought back with Xander and Ben's dad, Weston.
Oh, Clyde.
And there was the third guy from the past. Onyx, the Orpheus.
Oh, yes.
The whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I like when they do that stuff. So I'm okay with Angelica. I remember Angelica.
But here's the difference with the whole Orpheus. It's Orpheus, right? Because I keep wanting to say Morpheus. Orpheus. Here's the thing with Orpheus is that they kind of did a flashback to Patch and Kayla. And you kind of understood maybe why he still holds resentment against Patch because of his wife. You know, Patch killed his wife.
Right.
Right? So when you're sitting in jail, girl, like you have enough time to kind of ponder that.
Right.
So I got that, and I appreciated that, and I liked that. But when someone from the past comes back, and the couple is not even together, they are divorced, they have moved on.
But he's not, but she's not after Justin. She's after Adrian.
But you're after Adrian for something that happened decades ago?
Yeah. And some people can't turn the page like me.
But girl, turn that page because when you turn the page and flip to the present, it's not even, I can see this. Can you see it? Picture it, Salem, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Angelica Devereaux comes back in town.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian and Justin are like rekindling their love. Everything is great and wonderful. And that pisses her off because she goes back to all the stuff that happened.
It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Justin. Maybe she's going to go and just interfere with her and Lucas. You know what I mean? It's to get at Adrian. It's not necessarily for Justin.
But it stems from Justin and her love for Justin.
Yes and no. It has to do with her son. Orpheus.
And I can see if the son
Thank
was
you.
Roman John killed Orpheus. Where is James Law Jr. when you need him?
Right.
Yeah,
I thought that too when you were saying that, but I didn't know for sure, so I didn't want to correct.
Well, I'm glad someone corrected us. It's just to me, it's just kind of, listen, y'all know me. So I'll just wait.
She has her arms open for those of you listening.
Thank you. I'll just wait and see how the story develops.
Now he's doing it very dramatically.
I'm here for it.
He's going to knock the hourglass off the table. She's doing it so dramatically. So that was the week.
Yeah, that was the week.
That was the week. Can we do that?
We need James Law Jr. All right, well, moving on to our segments, it is now time for...
Do I have a segment?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You go, girl!
It's time for Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right, so I am going to give it to the sound editors at Days of Our Lives. And this is why. Because I got such a cackle. Thank you. I got such a cackle out of this. When Andre and Gabby were talking, and Andre basically warned Gabby and was like, "You better watch it, Senorita." Cue in the maraca sounding.
Yeah.
And I was like, I rewinded it. So I was like, you know what, sound people? You guys are good. Sometimes you give us a very RuPaul's Drag Race thing, like a little.
Yeah.
Very much. But this time you gave us like a little. Like that with the maracas. Oh, that sounded good. So, sound people at Days of Our Lives, you get Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap.
You All right. go,
and
girl.
This week, you go, girl. This week we don't have a disaster, but we do have
Mark's quote of the week.
All right, I got to pull it up. Actually, it's funny because I almost picked that line when he called her Senorita because I thought that was cute. But then this line was uttered and it was more not necessarily hysterical, but so on point that I had to give it to Deimos for saying, "We're talking about Salem PD. They're lucky if they can find their way to the nearest donut shop." So Deimos Kyriakos gets my quote of the week.
I love that.
Mark,
I love
it. Quote of the week.
And now for fan of the week.
Fan of the week is going to go to an iTunes reviewer called Shay is Cole's Mama.
Okay.
Shay is Cole's Mama.
Is that Shay Kool-Aid?
Shay Kool-Aid! Maybe Shay Kool-Aid. She watches us. So she gives 5 stars. It says, "You go, girls!" Exclamation points. This show is awesome. I've been watching Days for 32 years and had nobody else to discuss it with until I discovered Dish and Days.
Aww.
They showed me there are others like me. Aww. These fabulous gentlemen, parentheses, asterisk, girls, She knows us. Bring me such joy every week. I tend to agree with Tony more than Mark or Matthew. But
you go, girl.
But there's a but. But I think Mark is my spirit animal. LOL. They are charismatic and passionate and keep me very entertained, even when Days doesn't. Love you, boys. XOXO.
Aww,
so
I
thank
love
you.
That.
Shay is Cole's mama. Cole should be very glad to have you.
Yes.
Thank you for your review, and you are our fan of the week.
Love that.
I don't remember. Oh, Dina Bina was the last person, I think, was last week. I think she was, because I remember doing Dina Bina, Dina Bina.
Dina Bina.
So, okay.
All right. And let's see.
Because you guys didn't do a fan of the week last week?
We did not.
Okay.
We did not. All right. So, some news and gossip.
News and gossip. Oh, I feel like I had one too. Oh, yeah. That was fine.
Real quick about the Ron. Ron, we mentioned it last week, the new head writer, he...
Cavallari?
Yes.
Cavani?
Yeah, sure, it's close enough. You know, tweeted out everything about Days. So, we were talking about it a little while ago. Well, when he tweeted out, like, a little snippet of, like, the script or whatever, this was filmed back in February. So, it's I guess it's lining up that it would now be shown in July. If he started in February.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe because we didn't find out about it till later.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't see, it seemed like it came right upon us. I know that they were also trying to cut back on how far in advance they are taping,
mm-hmm.
which I think we all are very appreciative of. Mm-hmm. Did I hear correctly they're taking a 3-week break?
I think Christopher Sean mentioned it on his IG.
Yeah, that they so were that's going to help break, too yeah. with getting it back closer to. Being on schedule.
Yeah.
And you have an event coming?
Yes. As I've been saying, the Boston event is happening August 26th. Come on
August
down.
26th?
Yeah. And hang out with some of your Daystars and me.
Who's going to be there?
We have...
Let me see if I can work it into my schedule.
We have Eric Martsoff.
Eric.
Vincent Irizarry.
Vince. I call him Vince.
Oh, because you're on the
and I dot it with a heart. Go ahead.
You're on a first name mm-hmm, basis with mm-hmm. Vince.
Sometimes Vincey, depending.
Vincey.
If we're drinking, I'm like Vincey.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, who did I say already?
Eric Martsoff, and Vince.
Vincent Irizarry, Judy Evans.
Judy.
James Reynolds.
James.
Rob Wilson.
I call him Jimmy.
I call him Jimmy.
Go
ahead. James Reynolds. Rob Wilson.
Robbie. I call him Robbie.
Yeah. And
IE, and I dot it with a heart.
Billy Flynn.
Billy!
I would have you know that on Mark's doodle, he wrote down all the names.
I did.
So if you guys want to attend the event, make sure you check out dualcoastevents.com. Again, that's dual, D-U-A-L, coastevents.com for more information. Also, this past week, 3 daytime hunks, 2 of them being from Days of Our Lives, released their own apps this week. They're launching their own special mobile apps to let them connect more closely with their fans. So, Greg Vaughn, who plays Eric on Days of Our Lives, and Galen Gehring, who plays Rafe, and Jason Thompson from, who plays Billy on Young and the Restless, and was ex-Patrick on General Hospital, all released, their app, their partner with Escape.
Mm-hmm.
To bring their fans into their
and
lives
I know
more
who
than ever.
Runs Escapix.
Do you really?
It's my colleague at the theater, her son. Because she came to one day and she said, "Oh, my son's meeting with somebody from Days." I'm like, "Oh," she was like, "Well, her son's name is Rafe." She's uh-huh. like, "It's the same name as my son." I said, "Well, it's Raphael. They call him Rafe."
Yeah.
So, and then this came out, and so I went into work the other day. And I was like, "Oh, I saw this on Twitter." Like, yeah, that's him. That's the app.
Oh.
So I think it's kind of a coincidence.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we can find out more about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I meant to ask her more to talk about it on here, but I just didn't have time.
If you follow Greg Vaughn and Galen on Instagram, they are both giving away a very wonderful prize where they will fly out their biggest fan to have dinner with them.
Oh, I wonder if Matthew Evan Payne's going to submit.
Girl.
Because you know he loves some Greg Vaughn.
You know she already has, girl.
Greg Vaughn.
You already know she already has.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys go to Google Play Store or the iTunes app or the Apple app.
Why'd you point at me? Because I eat apples?
You definitely don't eat apples. To get those apps. Rude. And congratulations to those Rude. Boys for that. Also, Ari just released a video kind of her last week at Days. And we'll post it on our Facebook page, Dish and Days, so that you guys can take a look at that. I looked at it last night. And it's not a whole lot because I'm sure she probably couldn't, like...
Show too much.
But it was enough. And it's kind of like, oh...
I know. I don't want her to leave. Go, especially Nicole, if they're going to put her with Eric.
So there's that. And that's it. That's all we have time for.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Matthew has already downloaded the app twice. Oh, our Melvin fan, you make me giggle.
Oh, you slay, girl. You slay.
You saw it. She already done had her. Someone must be tuning in at 6 for my drag race recap.
Little recap. Well, that's it. That's been your week of Days and some news and gossip and all that kind of stuff. Mark J. Freeman, do you have anything else to add before we tie this up in a bow?
No, but if you want more of me, stick around at 6 o'clock for my RuPaul's Drag Race finale. We're recapping the finale and the reunion. Oh, so girl. it's gonna be a discussion.
Hoot nanny.
That's at 6 o'clock, so stay on After Buzz and switch over to us when you can. If you're not, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, or my hair, Living for the Hair. That's
living
the number four.
For the hair, living for the hair. Living for the hair. Living for the hair. Living for the hair.
I like that.
And of course,
can I get that audio, please?
You sure can. you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounge with Tony or my website, loungewithtony.com. And of course, you can find all of us on our Dish and Days social media on Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, or on Twitter _ Dish and Days. The ad is implied. Thank you guys, of course, for tuning in. And make sure you tune in next week. We will give you another full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you back next week.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.